opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:05 in the morning, June the 26th. Good morning. Hey, 530-605-4567 if you have a phone message you'd like to give us or give us and call in. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And you can go on there and hit the chat room. Good morning, everybody that just walked into the chat room along with me. Of course, we have Bad Bob here.
Good morning, and you know, I looked out this morning, and it was showing 48 degrees on the thermometer at my house, and I'm going, okay, it's a week before July, and 48 degrees. I'm not seeing a downside to the global warming thing. You know,
it's weird. It's weird. There was a great, you know, speaking of global warming, we'll get to that later. Because speaking of somebody that makes me hot, Linda.
Okay. Welcome to KCNR in the morning, folks. You never know. It's a ride here. 7:06 in the morning. It is the 26th. I couldn't believe when I saw the date. I don't know what happened there, but
you've let June get away from us.
Actually, in my head, I just had some wonderful pictures sent to me from yesteryear, amazing pictures. So we're going to be sharing a lot of stuff today, a lot of information. Looking forward to our 8 o'clock hour again with Eric Woodstrom, president and CEO of the whole northern state. I guess they've opened a branch up in Chico. We'll find out what's going on.
He's got a five-star bank.
And we're going to have Karen Warrenian.
No, Ken Warrenian.
Ken. What did I say, Karen?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Ken Warrenian. I'm talking too fast.
You know, there's something going on with our sound here.
Oh.
Are you getting this too? It's like really kind of fuzzy in the earphones.
Well, meanwhile, when we get that, before we go there.
How do we sound out there? Chat Packers, tell us.
Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 82. Does it feel like that to you? I think it's chilly outside. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. That's the forecast here. And the downtown studios at KCNR are currently 52 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by In Salmo Vineyards. Love to do a step back with...
Wait a minute. Let's go back to Ken Warrenian.
Ken Warrenian.
He's the worm
The
man.
Worm ex. We call him the worm guy.
He is an expert on organic farming and using worms and
mulching.
Worm casting and mulching to get your garden like going like crazy. It worked for us a couple years
ago. He's amazing, and he makes this special, I don't want to call it, tomato sauce.
No, it's worm sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
To grow fabulous tomatoes.
He does.
You're not going to believe it happened. Remember the one of your favorite songs, A Hard Day's Night?
Oh, yeah, that's a favorite song of mine. right up there with Ipsy, Itsy, Bitsy, Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
It was released on this day in 1964.
Wow.
The album featured all original material by the Beatles, and became the top album in the country by July 25th, 1964. How about this one?
You're not going to believe this, but I was dating a girl named Linda Decker, who was a blonde in 1964. And her last name started with an L, but I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well?
We held hands.
Did you?
It was big.
Just held hands?
That
feeling of when you touch somebody and you love, and you just puppy just love?
I wasn't even up to puppy. I was in probably... I was probably in zygote love.
You know. Zygote. How about 1965, Mr. Tambourine Man?
Okay.
Does that bring back
memories?
We're
getting closer there.
Voice.
Yep.
Reached number one by the Byrds.
That's the first time that Bad Bob started using marijuana.
It reached number one on the pop charts, the music charts in 1965. The song was considered by many to be the first folk rock hit. The tune was written by Bob Dylan, and as were two other hits from the group All I Really Want to Do and My Back Pages. The group of James Roger McGann, David Crosby, Gene Clark, Chris, Mr. Tambourine Man.
What's the name of the group? I know that.
The Byrds.
Oh, the Byrds.
Were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991, so 1965 on this day.
Before we go to Chris Lasondak, who is one of the most famous rock groups of all time that has never been involved, has never gotten inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Let me think. I know we've talked about this several times. I know.
You know who it is?
Of course. I know without you sticking your tongue out.
Okay, what is? Who is it?
They paint their faces.
And?
That's all you have to say.
Kiss.
Yes.
You know, Kiss has never been in, is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they have people in there that you've never heard of.
It's because Gene Simmons' tongue wouldn't fit through the door.
Well, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors. I'm not sure how to segue that one into, except that when his mouth moves, he gives a straight scoop. Chris Lasondak from the Wells Fargo advisors for our market minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over a half hour in today's trading. The markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points at 12,513. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1317, while the Nasdaq Composite's up just about 16 points at 2851. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 102 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, Bank of America up 3 cents at 763, Nokia down 3 cents at 216, General Electric up 12 cents at 1964, and J.P. Morgan Chase adding 65 cents at 3597. Of local interest, PG&E up 20 cents at $44.09, Safeway down 7 cents at 1710, and North Valley Bank is down 39 cents at 1286. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.64%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil is up 23 cents a barrel at $79.44, and precious metals are lower with gold down $6.79 an ounce at $1577.29, while silver is off 20 cents at $27.30 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they give us the best information about what's happening in the stock market, considering what's going on in Europe and Spain. That I was surprised that we even had a modest gains in the stock market today. They're located out at Park Marina Drive. Go on down and talk to them because they've got great scoop. They know what they're talking about. They can help you. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a break, come back. We've got a lot of stuff we want to talk about before we get to our guest. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Creason's Mattress Gallery in Reading carries the only true gel sleep systems, the OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. These are true cells, not the shredded foam you find in other gel mattresses. The OrthoGel sleep system conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Creason's provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Right now, Creason's has 25% off new fully warranted OrthoGel mattresses during their factory authorized gel sleep system sale. Limited to stock on hand. Creason's Mattress Gallery, your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock, plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Creason's. What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jasrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl in the box.
And it's
KCNR 1460.
Ken Warrenius, he's coming up.
Let me turn myself up here. All right, here we go. 7:15 in the morning, June the 26th. Yes, Ken Warrenius is in the he's in the offices someplace wandering around. He's probably planting worms in people's
tomatoes.
Well, he's planting worms in people's flowers they have on their desk and stuff. Okay, let's start rocking here. A couple of things happened. Let's talk about something good. Furigoso Outdoor Foundation. They've been on the show before, and we're going to have them on again. But what they do is they hosted five North State military families and put, you know, just let them have just a great time. One of them was the father and the spouse, the husband's over in Afghanistan. Anyway, they're out there. They take them on these really great adventures, fishing and water sports and swimming and feeding them and just having them just have a great time for 3 days, finishing up tomorrow. We want to salute them, and we want to make sure that we help them in every way we can, because they're doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're not getting anything out of this, Mr. Frigoso. But he just said, you know, he wants to, you know, he's been advertising this in the sense of coming to people. He's added down at Tobacco and Brew, and again, Tobacco and Brew, another great place that supports veterans. And to give these military families something that's, you know, special, something that's special that they deserve. So, shout out to Mr. Frigoso and the Frigoso Outdoor Foundation. Okay, let's go to a couple Supreme Court rulings here. Oh, of course, the one on immigration. Well, no, this is really a strange one because they said that the state can stop people and they've stopped them for something else and they can find out if they're here illegally. However, they can't hold them if it's under a federal immigration violation. So what the court has said, including Roberts, and I'm not sure why he got into this on that side, but said that, you know, the states don't have a right to enforce the federal laws on this. But yet the federals are not enforcing their own laws. Obama has said he will not deport anybody under the age of 30. Okay, I'm not sure if that's exactly right, but it's 1.2 million, maybe larger number of these. So what happens if this, and then from what I understand from just watching the news this morning, is the Homeland Security people, are they really saying as if the Arizona people, if the law enforcement people in Arizona stop somebody and they've got them, that they're not going to come pick them up? And that's something we should ask Sheriff Tom Basenko, because he picks up people, and this question always comes up, if you pick up an illegal, what do you do with them? He says, we call the ICE, let them come get them. Immigration people to come get them. Well, now with the ruling by Obama to tell people not to enforce the law, does Sheriff Basenko, when he catches somebody, let's say they catch him on a speeding violation or something, they don't have any proof, then they find out they're illegals. Does ICE come get them, or what's Tom do with them? Does he just turn them loose, knowing that they're here illegally and that they've broken the law? I'm not sure, and I know what Sheriff Basenko has said before is he always turns them over. He holds them, he turns them over. And if they've broken the law, of course, but what about the other things? We need to talk to them about that. I'm not sure how that works or even how the city works. If they pick up somebody that's here illegally, do they call the immigration authorities, tell them to come get them? And under Obama's new ruling, does that mean is that they just blow them off and we just have to turn them loose on the street? So we'll find out today about that, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, besides the fact that you've got a president of the United States who has stopped defending the law, who has stopped defending the rights of, the right of marriage, of course,
in courts like this. But also what he's done is he has told his law enforcement people, the feds, don't enforce this federal law against people that are here illegally, and there's 800,000 people. But now it's like, okay, if you're trying to enforce the law, it's not good enough. But at the same time, he is hindering his own Congress from getting documents about Fast and Furious about sending thousands of weapons across the border with, you know, that's caused the death of an American agent and deaths of who knows how many hundreds of Mexican citizens. And yet he's fighting the Congress on that. What exactly is in the administration's head? Do they actually know what they're doing? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. 7:24 in the morning, June the 26th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Great coffee, Espresso Joe's. Gosh, the best coffee, 20 ounces for $3. And, of course, the walk-in humidor, the best in the state. Last Stick Standing, they're having cigar sales. They've got the best prices on tobacco or tobacco products in town. They do so much for our community. They help support that Ferragoso Families Day.
And coming up this Thursday night, I just want to remind you, on the spot with Linda Bott, where we will have at 6 p.m., we're going to have some of the contestants on for Dancing with the Stars. If you do not have that marked in your calendar, tickets, I think there's just a few tickets left. That's July 7th. It'll be a spectacular night. Carl will be in the opening number.
Yeah, if you all want to
have... He's rehearsing every Sunday.
If you want to have a chuckle, okay, then go out there and see me trying to keep up with five guys that are under the age of 20. You know what? I just dance their little shoes right off their feet.
And Bob and Brenda Belongi, of course, always do just a bang-up job doing all of the media production on that. So when you see the big screens and the you know, interviews beforehand, that, you know, Bob's been, they've been working furiously hard on that.
It's a great cast this year. I think you're going to see some of the best on-stage performance.
Wow.
You know, it they just keep ratcheting it up.
I love
and
it.
It's already, the bar is already high.
I love it.
Thanks to Carl.
No, and
no, it's,
and,
you know what?
And exciting for me because I get to judge. So I've kind of, you know, last year because Carl was a contestant, we were smack in the middle of it. So this year judging, I've taken a further, you know, back because I don't want to get, you know.
You don't want to watch them first.
I don't want to watch them first. So I want to be completely surprised, which I'm really thrilled about. Again,
anytime I dance is a complete surprise.
So this Thursday night we will have contestants as well as some of our very own roller derby skating girls called the Angry Beavers. They'll be on Thursday night as well.
You know, you also have Maria Roscoe. It's going to be their dances.
One
dance,
dancing.
Eggland,
not skating.
No, not skating. I don't think they're skating.
No, it's just a segue.
Just, you know, you have a number of the others that have participated. Okay, I need a phone call from somebody, 605-4567, and explain to me why that we seem to be able to, we've changed so much that a cross in San Diego up there on the Mount Soledad. The cross up there, it's been up there since the 50s as a memorial to the Korean War dead. There's over 2,100 plaques up there commemorating our warriors, the ones who have fallen. That the Supreme Court has said that that is a mixture of church and state somehow, and has said that they have to pull this cross down. You know, they tried to trade it. You know, they offered to trade it with some other group, you know, for the property, and they wouldn't let them do it. The atheist and the ACLU get into this. And what is it that where 99% of the country is fine having a memorial honoring our troops? It may have a cross on it. What is it? Somebody explain this to me. What has happened that we can't have a cross or a memorial based on the fallen dead? That they've got people in the, if you read the plaques, and I've been there, and I have read the plaques, it's all religions, it's all ethnic groups, it's everything, it's just a memorial. What makes it so bad that, you know, that a cross has to be taken down? Does anybody know, I mean, does it strike you that we have gone that far? That, is this one of the things that just tears the fabric of our country? Is this one of the reasons that we're into a place where we have a president that just disobeys the laws and tells his people to do it? Or that we have our heroes? You know, where are our heroes anymore? It used to be the one that hit the most home runs. Well, then you find out that they're on steroids. Or the boxer that was a heavyweight champion and you find that, you know, he's a rapist and a drug abuser. What about the coaches, you know, that coached their men and women to greatness, and you find out they've put bounties on other players' heads, or that they've cheated, or that they've abused children, sexually abused children, the heroes. What about, you know, the Hollywood stars that used to stand up that went to war, like Clark Gable and all those that went to war? And then what do we have now is that they go to visit Hugo Chavez. Where's our heroes? Where's the heroes that where you want to stand up and say, you know what, this person has affected a lot of people? Is it a teacher? Is it a politician? I mean, I can't even use the word politician and hero in the same sentence without feeling, you know, this kind of bit of grittiness in my teeth where I grind them.
It feels slimy.
Well, it's not slimy because they're not all like that, but there's enough of them are. Our heroes. Where are our heroes? You know, and we can't even put up a memorial with a cross on it to honor our dead because of a guy by the name of, and his name is like Timmy, or no, Mikey. They call him Mikey. That's his name. What's going on? What's going on, America? We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network stocks are searching for direction in early morning trading following some mixed reports on the U.S. economy. Single-family home prices picked up for a third straight month in April, a sign the housing market recovery is gaining momentum. On the flip side, consumer confidence dropped for a fourth straight month. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the markets are fairly flat. Morgan Stanley has been replaced by J.P. Morgan Chase on Goldman Sachs' conviction buy list. Goldman Sachs says though both banks underperformed in the market this year, the recent testimony from J.P. Morgan's chief executive Jamie Dimon removed some concern from the recent $2 billion trading loss. Goldman also slashed Morgan Stanley's rating to neutral. And Delta Airlines is becoming the first U.S. airline to partner with a top-ranked English Premier League soccer team. Delta is signing a two-year sponsorship deal with London's Chelsea Football Club, just recently crowned European club champions. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain.
Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication.
It's time to fire the phone guy.
Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation.
That's Cudatel.com.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Etkay Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Etkay Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. June the 26th, 7:35 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. And the weather today?
Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 82. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. Looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day tomorrow. Temperatures are getting up around 90. And a beautiful, clear Wednesday evening with temperatures around 61. Clear skies, folks.
Okay, so we're going from the 40s to the 90s in one day. I like that. Hey, you know, one of the things I finished up with was, we're the heroes. And Fargy said his hero was gone for 5.5 months, was deployed. And, you know, I wrote in my blog, Time Under the Helmet. Over at Reading.com. That's not a shameless plug, but I want you to be able to see some of these things. What I wrote about under Act of Valor is what happened to our heroes, just kind of what I just said there. And then I said, the SEALs, Marines, soldiers, and airmen meet the criteria for hero, and Americans crave finding someone that puts it all on the line for honorable reasons, not money, not publicity or a TV show. Because they do the right thing, will not compromise their principles, or are willing to die in an attempt to complete their mission. That's what a hero is. And it's not just the military. We've got our first responders. We have our police. We have our firemen that do that. They put it on the line all the time, too. So word hero, yes, there are heroes out there, but they don't get the recognition that they should. Instead, people that are non-heroes, people that want to rock the boat, people that want to change things because, oh, my God, you're hurting my sensibilities. I don't care if 99% of the people in the United States believe in this. That I don't care because you're hurting my sensibilities in a court that has gone crazy.
And a hero could possibly be a teacher or a next-door neighbor that does something so simple.
That does it right.
That they mentor.
It could be.
Somebody,
it could be.
They come to the aid of somebody who needs to have something nailed. And it's a matter of a security issue or, you know, gee, I can't get my garage door open. And a next-door neighbor comes and that's a hero for the day. They help you.
We need national heroes. We need somebody that stands up and is actually a good person. That does things for the right reason. That when they open their mouth, you don't wonder, well, what are they getting out of this? You don't need that. Yes, there's, and that's the thing is, there's an incredible amount of heroes surrounding us that we can look to up to. But where's that national hero? It used to be the president, but we have gotten to the point where he has torn down not this president, but any president. He's attacked on so many different directions. When's the last time somebody looked at a president and said he was a hero? You know, maybe Reagan, but not while he was in there. Not for the first 4 years. You know, then it was found that he was deeply loved and respected. But when's the last one we had was a hero? Who was the last hero we had? Anyway, you know, here's, you know what, we're going into our next segment here. It's kind of a tough one to follow, I realize this. But here's a guy that we've met, 4 years ago and has been a part of our lives since then, you know, on the air. And we see him occasionally. I mean, it hasn't been like we see him every week or every month or even every year, I guess.
Yeah.
But Ken Walrenius is the man that has such a deep, abiding love for what he does that it just comes across. And it has to do with organic farming and growing of food, but also, can I use the word just worms?
Yes.
Ken Walrenius, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
Absolutely. Yes. It's always great to see you. Thank you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now,
yes.
Tell us, you know, when we met you before, it was you had something. You called it a brew or some kind.
Actively aerated compost tea.
There you
and,
go, compost tea.
There's many things we could talk about today, the soil, compost, worms. What I'd really like to focus on today is the soil food web. And the soil food web, you say, what is that? Well, the soil food web is a complex matrix of all the living entities in the soil. And it starts with bacteria, and it goes to fungi, protozoa, nematodes, microanthropods, which are little teeny little bugs you can hardly see. Then it goes to macroanthropods, which are little critters that you can see. And all these little guys play a role in the soil. And, let's just start real quick with the bacteria.
the bacteria are really small, single-celled little critters, and you can have like, oh, maybe a billion of them in just a teaspoon of good compost or soil. Then you have fungi. Fungi grow like a net-like web structure through the soil, and that's very important. And then you have protozoa. Now, these three guys are the main players in the soil food web. The bacteria and the fungi, what they do is they take stuff from the air and the soil and the water, and they metabolize and grow and live and grow and live, have a very happy, fun-loving life. Then comes along these little guys called protozoa, and these protozoa guys are like little Pac-Men. And they come along and eat the bacteria and the fungi. Everything that was sequestered in the bacteria and fungi is now sequestered in the protozoa. And then 75% of what they excrete are nutrients in a chelated form or readily, easily available form that the plants can take up. And so that's why we want lots and lots of life in our soil.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, I would like to, and I'm sure many of our listeners too would like to know, is there an upsurge with people who are worried about the food chain? What's happening? Where, you know, there's been so many poisonous items that have been out there. More people are trying to be self-sustained. Want to find out what you see when you're practicing. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460. There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience, Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR.
This portion is
Got to be in rhythm there.
I know. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, Jeff at Crackmaster can fix little dings in your windshield to cracks 24 inches in length. Guarantees his work. You tell him you heard about it from here, and he'll give you a big smile. And I'm not sure what else will happen, but at least he'll give you a big smile and say hello, because we know Jeff. He's a great guy. He supports our community, supports our veterans. And he has, you know, this niche business that don't get rid of your windshield. He can fix that little crack. He can fix the large cracks. He fixed a crack of my windshield. Gosh, it's got to be 4 years ago now. And never had a problem since then. This was 12 inches long. He's located down at 3280 South Market Street here in Reading. And or give him a call at 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Our guest this morning is Ken Warranius. Welcome back to the program.
All right.
I know we get rolling. We have to take these breaks. Before we left on the last break, we were talking about sustainable gardens. And you went into a lot of scientific terms of how the soil, what constitutes a living organism, soil-ish thing.
The soil food web. Yes,
there you go.
Yes. But let's go ahead and talk a little bit about gardens for a minute.
A lot of people are gardening now, it seems like, because they're just,
yes,
they're trying to see, they want to know what's in their food.
Yes.
And plus the fact it saves money.
I was going through online the other day, and I came across a report that Dick Cheney put out when he was vice president. And he said that we were going to hit peak oil in 2011. And which means it's going to cost more and more to get food to our table, in essence. And so, yes, more and more people are doing their own gardens, and I think that's great. We want to go more and more organic if we can. Humans are the only species that I know of that puts poisons on their foods and then eats it. And we have to get away from that. We definitely want more organic stuff. And one of the best ways to go more and more organic is to stay away from the chemicals, but put life back in your soil. And you can put life back in your soil by putting organic material on your soil. The quickest, cheapest, and easiest way to put life back in your soil is actively aerated compost tea. And it's virtually or basically a liquid compost. And it has lots and lots of your bacteria, your fungi, your protozoa, all these little guys that help convert all the organic stuff into a form of nutrition that the plants can take up.
Okay, well, let's go back into gardening in the backyard. The person who's never, ever done anything like this, maybe even doesn't even own a hoe or a rake, where do you begin?
Start small. You can have a little garden 4 foot by 4 foot if you want. There's many ways that we can start, you know, being involved in the garden thing. The people here in Northern California and Redding area, one thing I really encourage them to do is to put mulch on top of your soil, because it gets so blasted hot here. If you put a good 1 to 2 inches of good quality compost on top or mulch on top of your soil, you can cool that temperature down 15 to 30 degrees, which is a really big plus, you know, when it really gets hot.
So step one would be mulch.
Yeah, mulch is really good. And just add organic material to your garden. Start a worm farm. Everybody should have a worm farm
now,
or a compost farm.
Now, worms.
Yeah,
those are easy.
Like,
once you put the worms into the soil, aren't they there then?
They are there, but they'll only stay if there's lots of organic material. And there's many thousands of different kinds of worms. Some worms go up and down. Some worms go back and forth. What we want for composting are the worms that stay at the surface and go back and forth. And that's called Insenia foetida. That's the main kind that we use for composting. So, yeah, everybody should have a worm farm, and all those kitchen scraps that they put in down the garbage disposal, the earth has an inalienable right to that carbon. Instead of throwing it away, feed it to the worms. Put in the garbage in your garden, or put in the compost pile.
You mean like bread?
Everything, and no meats, no dairy products, but everything else should go back to our garden or our lawn or stay on premises.
Okay, share with us. I'm sorry to interrupt with you.
Sure.
If somebody's going to begin a compost pile, like, okay, this guy was on, I'm driving in and out of the car, I'm taking a shower again. I always give that snippet of a visual, because people are, what do you mean? How do we start a compost pile, and how do you not have flies?
Okay. First of all, I should say I give lectures on compost at the college and the Arboretum.
Great.
4 times a year. I encourage everybody to tune in on the Saturday paper, and they'll have when I give the lecture.
Or why don't you just come to us, and we'll make sure it's publicized.
Right, I will
absolutely
do that. Yes,
call in or come in, whatever.
Right. The the theory and the concept of compost is pretty involved. But the main thing is just take all your organic stuff, put it in a pile, turn it, don't let it get too hot, never over 160. Anything over 160, you start destroying all your microbes. You want to try to get all of it up to 135 for a minimum of 3 days. That would destroy all your pathogens that you don't want, and it will also destroy the seeds, so you don't have weeds.
Do you put them like in a barrel?
You can do a tumbler. There's many ways to do compost, and it takes much more, you know, time than we have here.
Okay.
But the main thing is everybody start thinking compost, because that brings life back to your soil. And when we use these chemicals, that destroys the soil food web.
Okay. Now you sell your compost tea.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
Let's take a quick break.
We've got 10 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about your compost tea. Now, we've used it before and with great results.
Oh, good.
But you have to use it almost as soon as you get it.
Yeah, we ran out of it. So, you know, anyway.
Well, Linda wanted to make more, but I don't think you can do it with shots of tequila and a lime. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi, I have to try 3 of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are like in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally!
Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is inviting you to the first annual Summer Barbecue Garden Party, Friday, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens. Enjoy an amazing barbecue from the San Francisco Deli, music by Music in Motion, and an opportunity to honor nonprofits, with one lucky recipient being named Nonprofit of the Year. Special thanks to PG&E, Wind River Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the Reading Bank of Commerce. Tickets are just $30 at the Chamber of Commerce. Get yours today for the best summer party of the year, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:54 in the morning. It's June the 26th. Hey, 530-605-4567. If you've got any questions or coming in the chat room, got any questions for Ken Walranius, we're talking. He's our organic compost kind of guy.
Well, you know, you can see how come we need this guy for an hour, because a half hour, just by the time we do commercials and brought to you by, which is great because they're our sponsors, boom, it flies by. So people can see you. Literally every Saturday
at Farmers Market.
In front of City Hall.
By City Hall from 7:30 to 12 o'clock. Come on by. I'll answer any questions you have about the soil.
Or you've got a website.
Yes, readingcomposttea.com. Or they can call me at 243-2836. That is to heaven. H-E-A-V-E-N, to heaven.
Which is obviously why you are so vibrant, so alive, so excited about the idea of, I guess it's the planting in the earth and receiving and giving. I mean, there's like a cyclical,
yes.
I don't know, it's very spiritual.
Everything is on a cycle, especially nature. The trees, the earth, the moon, everything is on a cycle. And the plants respond to all this. Many people poo-poo the idea of planting by the moon or the stars and all that. But I have witnessed, you know, a difference by, you know, paying attention to Mother Nature and doing what she tells us to do.
Farmer's Almanac.
Farmer's Almanac. I encourage everybody, when you go into your garden, go in with reverence and awareness. Those two things will carry you far. Because if you're aware of what the plants are telling you, and with reverence, you know, to where you can communicate with them, the plants will tell you what they need. You just got to sit there and spend time and listen.
You know, and I think people who garden are generally nice. They're the nice people on the earth.
Well, I think that there's truth to that, but there's nice people everywhere.
Well, you know,
well,
we have some.
Because we don't have enough time, but I would talk to you about that.
No, I would say that people that we know that personally.
Nero used to garden.
Well, I'm talking personally to people I know that garden.
Your dad.
No, okay, do you want me to go down the list? We don't have time to go
down the
list. No,
because this isn't about us. It's about Kent.
No, it's about people gardening that yeah. is there in touch.
I just finished a book called The Man Who Planted Trees, and it goes into detail about the pheromones that trees put off. Some trees put up to 38 different pheromones, you know.
And that make you feel good.
That make you feel good. So when you spend time in the garden, you are you're getting, you know, pheromones, you know, in your head that are making you feel good. So just that right there is a good thing.
Okay, tell us about compost tea.
Compost tea.
You've talked about it, but it's a combination of so many neat things.
Yes, yes. Let's clarify. It's actively aerated compost tea. That's where you put a lot of air into the solution with compost, whether it's regular compost or worm casting compost. And you aerate it with nutrients to feed the microbes, and you put it on after it aerates for 24 to 48 hours, and you make sure you put on right after you finish brewing it, because you want all the microbes to get out on the soil or on the plant where it will get all the oxygen it needs, and they will go out and prosper.
You got to use it then. You can't hold it, like, for 48 hours.
No,
it's got to be, like, as soon as you get it, dump it.
Right. It would be like 100 people in a one-car garage and not getting air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you have to apply it right away so all the microbes can get all the air. We want aerobic microbes.
So, Ken, if we wanted to plant something this weekend, what would be – is there a planting season now?
Oh, man, I don't know all about – I'm a soil specialist, not a plant specialist. But I say, yeah, plant anything and everything you can when you can.
So
spend time out
up,
there.
If we dug up the ground and planted, say, tomatoes that already had like a – you know, like they're like a foot tall already.
Sure. Yeah.
Can we still get into tomatoes?
Oh, I'm sure you can. They probably won't be as large as if you had planted them earlier. But, yeah, go do it. Absolutely.
Plant by the moon. When's the moon out?
Well, that would take another hour or two to talk about.
They do that in the South a lot, right, Carl?
Well, they do it everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
I mean, it's not just the South.
I mean, it's the big Southern thing.
What is it, a werewolf type thing here?
No,
what?
It's a big Southern thing. Be curious. No. So Ken Werenius is our guest. And, of course, give us your website one more time, because you're just a fascinating person with a wealth of knowledge.
I encourage everyone to go to readingcomposttea.com. Lots of information.
And
there.
Also down on Saturdays.
At Farmer's Market.
At Farmer's Market, right here by the City Hall.
Yes.
And go and you'll see it. And you'll see Ken there.
With a big old straw hat on.
And what's it say? What's your sign?
I sell worms, worm castings, actively aerated compost tea, and I also do microscopic evaluations of tea that other people make.
You know what I thought about doing is getting those worm castings and putting them into one of those old coffee bags we have.
Do you literally have, like, a microscope on site?
Not on site, but I bring their tea home, and I cool it down, and I look at it under the microscope, and I can tell them their bacteria, fungi ratio, nematodes, protozoa, all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
The worm doctor.
This is the guy. This is the guy. And you know what? You're right. We have to bring back for an hour again. Quinoa Reyes, and going down to...
Don't go away for so long next time.
That's right. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to have Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank. We're going to talk about the impact the banking industry has had over in Europe and the impact it has on us with what's going on with their...
and if you've lost money, you need to go plant a garden.
Yeah, that's right. You
get
know
peaceful.
What? That's right. If your stock's gone down, talk to Ken and grow your own food. Hey, we got to take a run here. All right, we'll be right back with Eric Wittstrom and our next segment.
Are you listening to KCNR Shasta Redding?
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's not a powerful tropical storm, but Debbie's a damaging one.
I'm alive. Yeah, I'm fine.
That woman's in hard-hit Polk County as Debbie has spawned tornadoes, and the slow-moving storm has dumped over a foot of rain in some areas, washing out roads, flooding people out of their homes, wreaking havoc along the Gulf Coast.
Typically, there'd be a bunch of charter boats, clambers all coming back, and this place bustling with business and activity. Not today, not this week, as a matter of fact. Destruction, damage, debris all over this place.
Fox's Bill Keating in Cedar Key. Wildfires keep burning Colorado, an out-of-control one that's evacuated thousands near Colorado Springs, now up to 5,100 acres.
Firefighters look for the best place to make a stand, you know, roads, rivers, ridges, that kind of stuff.
Incident Commander Rich Harvey, the heat's not helping. Already 88 degrees there. Several fires have burned down a few hundred homes. Three Union Pacific Railroad workers missing since two trains had a fiery collision Sunday in Oklahoma have been found dead. 2 days before the House could hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress for Fast and Furious, a back and forth between a Republican committee leader and the White House over executive privilege. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Oversight Committee Chairman Darrell Issa started in his letter by citing recent court rulings on executive privilege that said it can only be used for documents directly involving the president or top advisors. Therefore, asserts Issa, President Obama must be hiding his own involvement in Fast and Furious or the actions of top advisors. The White House response, that is absurd. A spokesman says presidents from both parties have invoked executive privilege on material from many departments inside the entire executive branch. Dave?
Rich, we are less optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence fell this month for the fourth consecutive month amid lingering worries about the economy, and that despite improving gas prices. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 5. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
Other states that followed Arizona's suit with new illegal immigration laws are trying to figure out how the Supreme Court's ruling is going to affect them. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange hopes this prompts Congress to
pass comprehensive immigration reform and that the federal government will actually enforce the laws that are already on the book.
Arizona is still trying to figure out the ruling. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Phoenix.
After the Supreme Court upheld a part of Arizona's immigration law that requires police to verify one's immigration status in certain cases, Governor Jan Brewer said the state was ready to enforce it and for possible lawsuits.
We know the eyes of the world will be upon us. We know the critics will be watching and waiting.
Today, Attorney General Eric Holder said he is concerned and will vigorously enforce rules against racial profiling. Months ago, though, his department accused Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio of discrimination in the way he carries out his enforcement sweeps, Dave.
Jessica, it's primary day in several states. In Nevada, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch faces an in-party challenge. In New York, Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel has his job on the line.
From America's election headquarters, Rangel's had an historic and colorful tenure, but this contest is closed due to Rangel's ethics and health issues. In 2010, the House voted to censure the Harlem Democrat over a litany of ethics violations. And a back infection kept Rangel off the campaign trail and away from voting in Washington for months until recently. SPIA's campaign has tried to highlight how both issues impede the senior lawmaker's abilities. Rangel also faces a tough path to renomination because his Harlem district now has a majority of Hispanic voters. That demographic change stands to boost SPIA, who's vying to become the first Dominican-American member of Congress. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
Would you go to a drugstore to get tested for HIV or AIDS? The government is setting up a program in 24 cities and communities. The test would take about 20 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05, June the 26th. We've lost June. You know, next week, this time, it's going to be July.
Oh, we've gained time. We've not lost.
No, well, we've gained. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We have several lines, but if you call that one, it'll take you into one of them. And we, of course, we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room. Hi, Indie Guy. We have people in and out today. First hour, we talked about, you know, the variety of things that are going on in the Supreme Court and the lack of leadership we see in certain areas, like the White House. We talked about the people that were putting on this wonderful event, Ferragosos, about helping the military families out and giving them a great 3 days. The fathers are over in Afghanistan. We talked about Ken Warenius in the worm casting and organic farming. This guy is...
You're hearing it all right here.
This man is so pumped up on organic farming and worms and compost tea that you can't help but think, you know what? I think I'm going to go out and just go farm.
He lives, breathes, and eats it literally. He also teaches and lectures, and really, it's amazing. If you go out there Saturday to the farmer's market and you see this guy, you start to talk to him, get ready to bring out your pad and your pencil because he's a wealth of information. He's infectious. He's just very exciting. We were talking about the weather earlier. It's currently 57 downtown. It's 8:07 in the morning here in the KCNR studios on Market Street. So the downtown weather is 57, mostly sunny. The temperatures today with getting around 82, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now,
Anselmo Vineyards. You know what? We just had great pizza out there last weekend.
Great pizza Thursday night.
The food out there is just extraordinary, and they've got music this weekend.
Absolutely. They've got you can go to their website, anselmovineyards.com, and see I just got a wonderful July schedule, but I know that every weekend they do have wonderful music. You can go outside on the deck and hear wonderful sound of guitars. A lot of great players out there right now.
And save August 11th. Because Linda's going to be singing up there.
Oh, yes, that's right, night. August 11th. And Rick Hill will play with me. It's going to be a great night.
So she's going to have a bunch of... So 474-5546. Okay, before we get to our very, very welcome guest, Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank, we're going to go to Chris Lasondak of Wells Fargo, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 38 points at 12,464. The S&P 500 off 2 points at 1311, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 2835. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 188 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 20 cents at 1672, Intel's off 28 cents at 2576, Microsoft up 23 cents at $30.07, well, Apple's down $1.09 at $569.62. Of local interest, PG&E up 22 cents at $44.11. Safeway down 8 cents at $17.09. And Harley-Davidson down $2.38 at $45.54. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil's down 21 cents a barrel at $79 even, and precious metals are lower with gold down $14.78 an ounce at $15.69.30. Well, silver's off 62 cents at $26.88. This is Chris Losondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very, very much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And, of course, you can head on down to Park Marina Drive and talk to Chris and Susan and Josh and Kathy and see what's going on in the market. We'll be right back. Our guest, Eric Wichcomb, Five Star Bank, where he's going to talk to us about the banking industry, but also small business here in the North State. He's got a great event that he just attended. We want to talk about innovation and what's going on here in the North State, what can happen. Carl and Linda Bott, Freak Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
For dinner tonight. What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Not in the mood for steak? How about deep fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio is the target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Debot, 8:14 in the morning, June the 26th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
It's one of the best grooves that ever happened in life, right there.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, great icy drinks. Right now, we still need coffee. In June, end of June, we need coffee. Because it's so cold lately, and then but we're going to be getting into the hot weather, and then it goes into iced coffee at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. Of course, you can walk in there; they got the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Last stick standing sales going on; they'll meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and they are local here. And Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. I can't say enough. Veterans get discounts; everybody gets treated with respect and honor there. So, I mean, that's very important, too. So, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Our guest, who is in charge of the North Valley region of Five Star Bank, means CEO, man in charge, president, the guy who makes it happen, Five Star Bank in Reading and in Chico. And we say the North Valley region, would that just, that would be Reading and
Reading,
Chico?
Reading, Chico, right. And we have offices also in Sacramento. We have four offices down there, down as far south as Elk Grove.
Yeah.
Well, good morning to Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank.
Good morning.
We've been with you since the very beginning.
And I've been with you.
Your disclaimer here is that our business loan, our small business loan, was done through Five Star Bank, and which is how one of the ways we got to know Five Star Bank. But just so everybody else knows is that they took a chance on a couple of kids from Iowa. When you said, what's the radio station worth? We went, we don't know. And we went from there.
What are the possibilities? And it's our sponsors who help make this make us be able to be up there every day.
But one of the things is Five Star Bank, and this is not an infomercial. It's just I'm just saying Five Star Bank is into small business,
right?
And that's what your main focus
our
is.
Main focus is. You know, there's some banks. Their main focus is providing checking accounts and retail products for you and I and everybody else, individuals. And the credit unions do a great job of that. The big banks do a pretty good job of that sometimes. But our focus is small business, individuals and their investment needs and financing real estate, financing small businesses. And we have all the products that every other bank does too. We have a vault full of money and checking accounts. But our focus is on helping small businesses achieve their financial goals.
You know, that's one of the things too, as you walk in, because we do have our small business loan through you and checking accounts or business accounts, is that when you walk in, it's kind of like being in Cheers. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows your name. Everybody knows who you are when you walk in.
That's great.
And, hey, Carl, or you can make a phone call and go, hey, can you do this for me? And,
sure.
And they do it. And that's,
The more we know you, both your business and personally, the better we can give you service. If we see that you're, going in a direction that might create more risk, we'll bring that up to you. And if you see that, if you want to buy something or borrow money for a reason, and we'll sit down and talk through and make sure it makes sense for what your long-term goals are.
Oh, yeah, we've had some other really wild ideas. We've walked in to see Eric, and Eric just looks at us and goes, hey, maybe you ought to go fishing or something here for a week.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that either. Yeah. Go out to Modoc and shoot squirrels.
Yeah, there you go. And you'll get over this.
Well, you just attended an event that's very, I think the information that you can share with our listeners is very encouraging.
Yeah.
So many things that we hear across the wire or we watch or we listen to stuff can be very negative. About what's happening with our economy. Well, let's start with something that happened that you just shared with us.
Sure.
A really huge number of businesses.
Sure. Last Thursday, it started first part of this year, the Butte County Economic Development Corporation, similar to our Shasta County one, had done a strategic planning. They decided to kind of recast themselves, not for towards Butte County, but more regionally, pulling in Shasta County and Nevada County and kind of the rural region where there's the towns and businesses and stuff, something happening, but bring in the economic development energy and share it. The different counties and the different cities have the same challenges. Let's bring our resources together and make a splash here and try and stimulate small business growth. That's the backbone of our economy. It's the backbone of the American economy. So they recast themselves as Innovate North State. And in fact, we had Bob Linscheid on here when I hosted a couple months ago. I don't know when it was. I think it was March. We had him talk about it, and they were just kicking it off. Well, they had their first event last Thursday. It was the Sierra Nevada Innovation Challenge. And what they did was invited small companies, small emerging companies, mature companies with new ideas, basically people looking for venture cap or with a good idea, they applied. They had over 100 companies apply. They narrowed it down to 42 companies in five different categories, five different economic categories. You had agriculture, medical, tech, manufacturing, and then software. And they had a competition. We watched presentations by 42 companies at Sierra Nevada Brewery in Chico. And so a beautiful facility, wonderful energy. And we as the bankers are evaluating them from a business point of view. And they had a panel of judges, of experts, of people that have taken companies and made a product or had an idea and brought it to market and made money on it, you know, created industry as the judges. And they judged these 42 companies and came up with winners in each of the five categories. And it was just wonderful. It was wonderful to see the energy, you know, just the positive vibe in the room with people with new ideas, some of which, you know, you kind of squint at and say, gosh, how's that going to work? But some of which are just almost too obvious.
Okay, let's take a break here. I'm going to come back to those, you know, to both of them. You know, the ones that go, gee, I'm not too sure about this one. But the ones that just seem so obvious. And an example of this is when we had our young entrepreneurs in here. We said, what does the downtown area need? Right away, Breedlove and Alex from Vintners said, we need a downtown hotel we can send people to.
Sure.
That they can stay right here in town and walk around the area. We don't have one of those. And I thought, you know, it is so obvious. But I'm sure that these 42 that you saw, that it must have been really difficult making that choice. We'll be right back. Our guest is Eric Widstrom, heads up the Northern Valley area of Five Star Bank, and is talking to us about innovation and new businesses. And we're also going to be talking about some of the things that are going on in the world economically that could affect us. We'll be right back.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winrivercasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
You. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership serving Redding and all the surrounding areas. They have a car, truck, or SUV to fit every need, either brand new or previously owned. They're your neighbors. The money stays local. They take great pride in what they sell and what they service. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call at 223-2177. I guarantee you that you're going to have a great experience with Crown Motors. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom, and who heads up the, what?
No, North Valley Regional Five-Star Bank. No, absolutely.
The Northern Region. Well, you looked at me like, I mean.
No, I didn't.
Did he change his name during the break?
No, because I handed you a piece of reading material, which is great. It's the program from the event we were just talking about, Innovate North State. It was just recently held in Chico, and Eric was very, very excited about that. So go ahead. We had to take a break.
We talked about some of the businesses. You said, oh my gosh, I mean, why didn't somebody think of this before?
Right.
And what do you have an example of that?
Well, let's see. We had the one that was kind of interesting was it's called AquaSense. And it was a landscaper, a guy that's been in the landscaping business for 20, 25 years, you know, did well during the boom of the housing and then kind of struggled. And he thought, what in the world can I do now? And now in the North State, you know, we don't have such a problem with water. Water's on our mind, but we do have a lot of water and it's relatively cheap. But in the Central Valley, south of Sacramento, and certainly in Southern California, water's at a premium and expensive.
Which is why they're trying to take it all from up here.
Yes, they are. And so anyways, he, in kind of his downtime when the residential cycle came down, developed a machine that actually goes into your lawn and it has all these tines that spray polymers or something like that inside in your turf. And what that does is those polymers absorb water and hold it and retain it. And you can water your lawn and keep it healthy on about a third of the water that you normally use.
This is the kind of stuff that goes into those little neck bands that soak up the water.
It could be like that. It's little polymers, and it has high pressure jets, and they go through and they just move through a lawn,
and it holds the water longer,
and so instead of evaporating or draining
running
through the ground,
running off into the ditch,
it stays in the water, and you can water your lawn for about a third of the amount of water. He figures the payback for the application will last about 7 years.
Hmm.
He says that, you know, for the $1,000 it costs you to do it, that your payback's about 12 to 13 months. You have your money back, and then after that, you just make money. You're money ahead because of not using water, still having a healthy lawn. And so, yeah, you know, in his downtime, he invented this machine, and it's a huge machine.
When I heard about this, they had to pull up your whole yard and lay this stuff underneath it.
Yeah.
But now this machine just rolls over, and there's the difference.
It's like an aerator almost.
So that's one of the companies. Now, is he up and running, and where is he based out of?
He's actually based out of Merced.
Okay.
And he's up and running, and he's going. He was looking for some capital to help with marketing and also developing more machines. He wants to franchise and have, you know, outlets for AquaSense any place else. Somebody buy a machine and then go out and
I'm looking at golf courses. I'm looking at city property. I'm looking at anything with any expanse of ground that they can just go on out there and fix this. Now, it'd be interesting to see what the long-term effect is. After 7 years, you go out there and you pump it up again, and what happens to the old
then you reapply. Then you can reapply. It breaks down
it's biodegradable too then.
Yes, it is.
Well, see, back in our day, I hate to say that, but okay, for instance, we were back in Sacramento. My parents have an acre of land there in Granite Bay.
Yes.
And my dad waters. They're in there just going to be late 70s, early 80s. So the idea of being on a meter, they haven't done yet. Somehow it hasn't affected them. So my dad's running his koi pond. He's back flushing. He just loves to water. It's just a thing. But I thought, gosh, if you're on a meter, God only knows how much it's going to cost, because that is the wave of where we're going. Everyone will be, or you'll be fined. You go to jail if you're not on a meter. So this is perfect.
Yep, and
some of the other ones
in like the clean tech and environmental issues. We had a company that had a prototype. They've built 500 of them, and they have orders over in Europe because it's a little easier to come to market in Europe than it is in the United States to get through the approval process.
Imagine that.
But what they have is something that's about the size of your eyeglasses case, that on one side has a place for water, and the other has a place for a little cartridge that when you put the water in, it mixes with the cartridge and creates hydrogen and energy.
Whoa!
And it's like a hydrogen cell that's about the size of your sunglasses case. And it's safe, it's perfected, and what it can do is it's an energy source. It creates energy. It can recharge your iPhone.
Use it to recharge iPhones. That's how they have it set up.
Yes.
Like that.
You cannot carry it on the plane.
Yep, Cigna chemistry.
You cannot carry it on the plane.
Well, you can without the water because there's no chemical reaction then. But they've taken the large hydrogen fuel concept and brought it down to small size, and it creates energy, and anything that's battery powered or electrical powered and portable,
you can obviously buy the powder. Something we've got.
You buy the a pack of five cartridges.
And what's that company called?
It's called Cigna Chemistry.
So you don't have to use electricity. Okay.
And their first sale was 100,000 units to
Sweden. What do you think about this chance? We got to run. I was thinking about putting these little brushes between your thighs that when you brushed, it would cause electricity that could go in and
you can watch your dog at the same time. Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Officials from three European agencies are saying an Al-Qaeda-trained Norwegian man is operational, waiting to carry out an attack.
He's Norwegian. He could easily travel internationally and easily blend in wherever he goes. Now, European security officials who talked to the Associated Press say the suspect has no criminal record, not so much as a parking ticket, according to one of those officials. The suspect did, in fact, travel to Yemen, where officials believe he received terrorist training, and that's where he remains.
Fox's Steve Santani. And an update on the tropical storm drenching parts of Florida.
The National Hurricane Center basically stating that Tropical Storm Debbie has weakened a bit as far as the wind strength goes. Still moving very slowly to the east at about 3 miles per hour. And right now we're anticipating landfall from the storm system early tomorrow morning, Wednesday at 8 a.m.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. Fox News. We report. You decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Sure.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Open microphone. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, June the 26th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com to all you people out there in the hinterlands and closer lands. This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. What can I say? DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. A step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Catch up on all your reading. Just have a great time down there talking to everybody. Watch Tim get on the phone with most phone salesmen. The record is 36 minutes, unless you set a new one. They're keeping him on there. He talked not only to the guy trying to sell him stuff, but to the two bosses of this guy. And at the end, didn't buy anything. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Eric Wittstrom. We're talking about this conference. We're going to finish up with this one on this conference on innovation up here in the North State. 42 different businesses.
Right.
And five winners, I guess.
Five winners. That. Yeah, they came out of it. Resulting we also in, had... Yeah. By the end of the night, and they didn't announce it because of confidentiality, but three of the firms had offers from venture capitalists on the spot right there to help fund their projects.
Wow.
And fund their companies. And those funding requests were anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million. So three of them cut a deal in between the breaks, maybe over a cold beer, and got it done.
See, that's
and
what so, it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Pacific beer. Right,
Sierra Nevada.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Sierra Nevada.
Hey, which are going places and doing things.
Yeah,
big
that
time.
Place is yep. getting big too.
Two guys, right? Started that.
Ken Grossman. One guy really did it.
One guy.
Yeah. And
bringing in the jazz, bringing in just make. I
built,
remember
building it out of his garage from the early '80s and making it into probably the best microbrewery. You know,
borrow money
successful.
From his friends.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's great.
But
and
who
like
would have thought that?
Who
now,
thought
see, that? And that's probably one of the reasons.
The Google of beers.
Yes, and the North State Innovation too. Their reach is not just Chico or Butte County. That seems to be. I mean, that's where a lot of their energy is right now because of that's where they're headquartered. Mm-hmm. But our Mark LaSalle and the Shasta EDC is involved and supporting it, and we want to kind of see how it coalesces and see what part we can all play in this, because it's really a regional approach. Their five-year goal is to make this the most successful, innovative rural region in the United States in
Good.
5 years.
It
that's,
should be.
That's the goal.
We have a great place for everybody
want
to,
that. You know,
yes. to come.
Yep. Tired of people putting this area down. Between Chico and here, we have a university, we have the capabilities, we have the area, we have the people, and if we just get a friendly business-like community setting in our
yep.
government,
supportive,
very supportive,
have mentors for those, but in most cases, it's just get out of the way.
You know what? That's exactly it. Government, get out of the way. You know what? Here we are with all these empty storefronts. Why isn't the city and the county saying, you know what, let's just give them these storefronts and we'll take care
for
of this
year.
For a year and we'll take care of your electricity, and build something here. You guys come here and build something. You know, imagine this guy that has this idea for either, a wheeled vehicle or his, electric bicycle or something. Yep. Or the guy with the power ideas or the one with that is building, something that saves a third of the water. You think about that. On a third of the water that you used before, can water your yard, your golf course, your city hall, how about in Palm Springs? Just think in Palm Springs where they just douse the streets with
or
water.
Or the desert's green.
Yeah, where the desert's green. I mean, there's something wrong there, first of all. But they should have to use this kind of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then you're telling people what they have to do with their private property and all that, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
blah,
there's
blah,
laws
blah,
with
blah,
everything else.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't spit on the street. Why can't you just water it? Okay. Eric, I think that's... I'm just watering the street.
Okay.
We'll hear more about this. This year.
Yes.
But, watch the paper. Watch their website. If you want to go to their website, it's a nonprofit, so it's not someone out trying to make a buck, but it's Innovate North State. And go to their website and see what they're doing. And there's some really smart, high-powered people, people that have been successful early on. Their poster child is a young man named Chris Friedland, maybe 29, 30 years old, as a Chico State student. One of his business project was he worked at a plumbing store to develop a company. So he developed FaucetsDirect.com, and that was his project. He put it online. Or he was looking for some capital. No one would give him any capital. He developed himself. He looked, asked this plumbing guy if he'd do it. No, he wouldn't do it. Finally asked his parents, and they gave him a little bit of money. He put it online. Then he had LampsDirect.com and SinksDirect.com and everything home-related. And he developed it over 4 or 5 years into Build.com. In 2008, he sold to a European company for an excessive amount of money. And he has a five-year
contract. There's no such
contract,
thing.
And it's now the largest direct sales. It's like Home Depot online, and he developed right there. That he's got a 5-year employment contract with him, and he's set. You know, and he gave up. And I've met him a couple times. Just a great guy, dynamic, and he'll tell you just get out of the way. And that's exactly what he'll say. Is just get out of the way. He may say use a few words that we can't say on the radio too.
Well, you know what? Maybe this is the kind of guy, where's he at now?
He's in Chico, and what he does is he set up enough of his money to be set. He set up some money for angel investments to help other people do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps mentor them. Mainly, he said, you know, when, like Bob, you said in the break, talking to someone, they said, I want to make a lot of money. And the first question he asks is, well, what's a lot of money? What does it take to you to be a lot of money and set your goals and go achieve it?
I think that's probably the first thing that otherwise is very vague.
Yeah.
And that's
Is it 5 million?
What's
is
your
it
mission
10 million?
Statement?
Is it a billion?
Exactly.
You know, what's a lot of money?
What works for you, really, seriously?
Yep.
And
it's different for everybody.
I think that's a great place to start. Eric, if anybody today, if we give anything somebody for pondering thoughts,
yes,
that's it.
Yes.
There is ways out there for people to achieve what they want.
Yep.
And
to
what is it that you want?
And one of the ways right here is you go see Eric down at the bank. And you know what? And here's the thing I like about Eric. If Eric doesn't like the idea.
Well, there may be a point that the bank can't be involved yet. I mean, in a company that isn't creating revenue, the bank usually doesn't take a risk, but we can help get you to where you're creating revenue and becoming profitable, and then there's a place for the bank, and then we can help, you know, put you together with the people that can help shape your idea into a business. We have a whole mentoring community here in the North State, in Reading and Shasta County.
And the only thing you have to do is get into it, and that's one of the reasons they're coming to you, that if you can't help them, you're going to put them into a place that can.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, our guest, Eric Whitstrom, Five Star Bank. We're talking about innovation and innovation here in the North State, how we want to see that the North State become the top rural area for innovation in the United States.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Reading telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
Well, we take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. We're going to beat that drum. Carl and Abbott, 8:45 in the morning. It's Tuesday, June the 26th. Yeah, it's 8:45 in the morning. And you know what, that Patriot Gold and Silver we just heard? We bought that emergency kit. And I tell you what, it's everything you said in it. It's inexpensive, but it gives you everything you're going to need for two people to stay alive and to be healthy for 2 weeks. Water purification, a whole shooting match. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright, but now son Ernie and Jessica are involved in the day-to-day operations. Not only do they carry a full range of motorcycles, Harley Davidson motorcycles, by the way, which is what I ride, and many of my friends, is they also carry a full range of accessories. Not only will they sell you a bike that is just the dream you've always wanted, then they will service it. They take great pride in what they do with our community and serving our community at Redding Harley Davidson. Stop on by at 1268 Twin View Boulevard or give them a call at 241-7117. They're going to open up in about 15 minutes. So head on down there, take a look at the motorcycles, take a look at all their accessories. If you want something that for your bike, for your motorcycle, they've got it. They will maintain your motorcycle just the way you want it to happen. Just remember to experience the ride, live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson.
Ooh, makes me want to ride.
Well, you know what? I'm just riding.
Want to live the dream.
Well, I tell you what, I just love riding my bike.
Hey,
I love
riding my Harley. I'm going to give them a call. You brought us also.
Our guest is Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank.
Absolutely, yes. Eric. Welcome back to the show. And I'll let you know because, you know, we know that the Lavender Ranches, there's more than one in Mount Shasta. There's another one called the Lavender Ranch, which is owned by the Bayless family.
Yes, down in Biggs.
And, yeah, down in Biggs. So yep. I'm going to be checking all those ranches out. I'm going to give them a call today. So hopefully they're open today. I can head out there. And I love being turned on to new things.
Good. Yeah, that should be interesting. They have a nice product, and they've been, you know, growing lavender wholesale. On a wholesale basis for generations, and now they decided to come out with their own
super
cosmetic products.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Where are we going to go?
Let's go to Europe.
Okay.
Let's go to Europe. Let's. You know what?
What a mess.
What a mess. You know, Greece, of course.
Yes.
And Italy is always a mess. But now Spain, who used to have one of the strongest economies in Europe, has now asked for a bailout, a huge bailout.
They're asking for the euro or the European community to bail out their banks.
Now, France and Germany are the two strongest economic nations. But I see you kind of like, kind of. But
Germany certainly, but France has kind of had its right. bumps along the way. They have made some moves recently that have received a lot of support from the international community.
But then they just had an election that put the austerity campaign on the back burner.
Yeah.
What do you see happening?
Yeah, what's going to happen over there?
Well, it's going to continue to be bumpy. You know, with the lack of decisiveness is going to cause, you know, continued uncertainty in Europe in the financial markets. What that means to us is You know, our large companies that are international in scope are going to their markets. Some of their larger markets are in difficult financial times, so they're not going to be able to sell as much. They're maybe not be as profitable. That's why we see huge gyrations on the stock market, on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which tracks the large companies. And you know, until there's some stability in the European economy, our large industries are going to have difficult times. What it will also cause, and this is a double-edged sword, it'll keep interest rates low for a longer period of time. And that's positive for those that are borrowing, but it's not good for those that are investing in bonds and in savings. And so it's you know, it's a double-edged sword there. We've had a prolonged period of low interest rates. There's nothing out there that shows that they're going to go up. They will go up at some day. We just don't know when. When that happens, we're going to see inflation again. And our challenge, kind of midterm to long term, is allowing some inflation, creating some inflation, but controlling that inflation so it doesn't get crazy.
Like under Carter, when it was up to 18%.
Oh my goodness!
You couldn't buy a home. You couldn't buy a home. It was 18 to 20% for home loans.
Yes,
it was terrible.
Yeah, it was uncontrolled at that time. We'd come out of a kind of a similar cycle in the 70s, and then had uncontrolled inflation. And he and the team that he had around him didn't know what to do.
They completely had no concept of what it took to manage an economy. They'd never been there before. I heard that sense. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Eric Woodstrom, who heads up the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We've been talking about innovation and all these new companies up here in the Northern California, business innovation, and all types of great positive things. We're talking a bit about Europe, what's going on with there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about things that are impacting on us right here in the North State.
Just a small town girl.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. Did you ever wonder what a chimney sweep does in the summer? At flu season, we clean and repair chimneys year-round. But in the warm weather, we also service and install evaporative coolers. Is your cooler ready for summer? Our refreshing 10-point cooler service prepares for your comfort in the fiery, blistering, sizzling days of summer ahead. Schedule your cooler service and spring chimney cleaning together and save time and money. Call Flu Season today at 221-3331.
WE Multimedia Theater Group presents Frankie and Johnny and the Clear to Loon, directed by Wade Riggs and starring Bobette Ellis and Russell Pyatt. Frankie and Johnny is the hard-hitting but ultimately redeeming romance of a waitress and a short-order cook. A sometimes touching, sometimes hilarious love story, which proves that you never choose love. Love chooses you. Rated mature. Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune on stage at the Old City Hall Performance Center, June 22nd through 30th. Proceeds benefit the Shasta County Arts Council. Tickets available at the Enjoy Store or online at wemultimedia.com.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:54 in the morning. It's 57 degrees out there? I can't tell because it's not written up on the wall like it's supposed to be. It's June the 26th, 530-605-4567. And Eric Wistrom is our guest today. We've been talking about innovations in the North State. We've been talking about a little bit about what's going on with Europe, that it's not going to get any better over there, I don't think, for a long time.
Correct.
I mean, I just don't think it
no,
is.
No, I don't
think
so.
Do you think
the
euro's going to break down completely?
Well, who knows? But there's a lot of pressure for it to break down. Unless some of the stronger companies decide to step up and support on their own, which they haven't in the past, some of the weaker countries, it's going to break down.
Yeah, I think it will, too. And, it took Ireland fought it a long time not to go to the euro. As soon as they went to the euro, their economy tanked.
But it's not the United States over there of Europe.
No.
It's a whole bunch of sovereign countries that came together to come up with a common currency, and they all have their own purpose and direction.
England stayed out of it. Germany stayed out of it, I believe. Is Germany on the euro?
Germany's in it.
Oh, is it?
They're kind of the leader of it. England stayed out of it and said, we're going to go it alone.
Right. Well, it's not hurting them.
No.
At least right now. Here in the North State.
Yes.
What do you see?
Well, we're seeing, starts and of some economic growth. We're seeing, the companies that have survived the mess are growing. We're hiring again. Not hundreds or thousands of people, but they're hiring a couple people here and there. They're growing. They're buying new equipment, and they're looking for new markets to grow. And we're seeing just in the last 2 weeks, we've worked with three different groups of people. One to relocate a manufacturing company into Shasta County. One to start up a new service-related industry here in the county, and another to bring a kind of a soft tech company into Shasta County, and leverage on some of the younger people here that are looking for work.
What's a soft tech? You mean?
It's more technology, software.
Oh, software.
Yeah,
okay.
Software development and application.
Well, we've got somebody here in this, and we had him on the show last. We're young entrepreneurs. This guy builds that software all over the United States. He can't build it around here.
Right.
I mean, and the other thing, too, is what do you see as problems with people starting up businesses here? Is it government again?
Well, there's several things. One is a lot of the people that are starting at the companies need capital. They need money. And there's capital out there for good ideas, and there's also mentoring and infrastructure for people to get the right accountants and the right systems in place to monitor their expenses and income and make sure they're making money and give them access to markets both nationally and international. There's infrastructure to do that. But government, there is an impediment with government. We use the example of the company that using the little hydrogen fuel cells.
Right.
And they've got orders to sell in Sweden, but they're probably 3 years from being able to sell in the United States, just getting through the regulatory process.
There's some, there's
regulations.
Yes.
But it's the same thing. You talk to people around here. It's that, it's easy to work with, but there's so many regulations that they just keep piling on and piling on and piling on.
You can do that with one arm behind your back.
Yeah, so what happens is people start trying to find their way around things,
right?
Which is, you shouldn't have to do that. It's like in Europe where people, they have a gray economy because they're being taxed at 65 to 70% of what they make.
There's a place
for all
that stuff.
So they only declare, a portion of what they make. I mean,
there's a place for these regulations, but not to impede the growth.
Right, but they need to be nimble. They need to make decisions, be decisive, and move on. Let people know what they can and can't do quickly, and then I'll let them go do it.
So some of your greats, some of the great innovative people that you've met recently, especially this guy out of Chico,
yep.
One of the things that you take away from that is get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Let us do it.
Get out of the way. If there are people that are interested in investing, you know, as a venture cap, you have to know that your money's at risk. You may not get any of it back. For every 10 you invest in, 9 you're going to lose money.
Well,
so the 10th one is going to be the home run. And so, you know, that's a lot of people say, well, gee, how do I get to that one that's going to go, that's going to be the next Google or the next.
Hey, you got to kiss a lot of frogs.
Exactly.
And run
so,
a lot of horses.
You know, and that's the way it's been in America. In the capitalist society, you know, forever is that there's for every success story, there's been several failures too, and you just need to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and go.
Okay, we
can close on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that was a good thing is that you can succeed. There are ways to succeed out there.
Yes, absolutely.
Eric Widstrom heads up the Northern Valley Division of, or the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
And thank
what
you
can
for
I
giving,
say? You know, I'm just, we're just going to butcher it forever.
Thank you for giving us a push and believing in us.
And what we do.
It takes a team. It takes a village. It takes, again, you know, everybody to
takes
see.
Takes a lot of hard work by people.
By everyone around you.
That's
you can't
right.
do it alone.
Our
so
team.
We appreciate you.
And it's fun.
It
and the
fun.
Staff.
Yeah, you know,
yes.
It is fun. We couldn't do it without our staff, no matter how much
Five
we beat
star
up
bank.
Dad Bob. Okay, tomorrow, Brian Poptes, who is the assistant district attorney, will be in here. We're going to be talking realignment, a bunch of other things with him. And I think we're going to be talking arborist. We might be talking trees, too, but we're going to have a lot of great things.
Look,
you know what?
Up.
The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The rain just won't stop in parts of Florida. As Tropical Storm Debbie keeps hugging the Gulf Coast, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown tracking it live in Miami.
Dave, Debbie makes landfall in Florida late tonight, but the worst parts have been hitting people plenty.
Most of the weather associated with this thing is well removed from the center, so we're going to be seeing tropical storm rain from this storm way up into Georgia and South Carolina.
Dennis Feltkin at the National Hurricane Center. Debbie has forced closures of I-10, a major route through North Florida. Flooding prompted evacuations in coastal Pasco County, and two orphaned baby manatees were found on a flooded street in Tampa, Dave.
Evan, a legal victory for the Obama administration. An appeals court in D.C. rules in its favor on greenhouse gas regulations, upholding the EPA's decision as unambiguously correct that carbon dioxide is a public danger, setting emissions limits on cars and industrial plants. States and utilities had fought those limits. The Republican